Well, good evening. And as Father Michael has mentioned, I'm Father Peter Mistheries. I'm from Assumption. I'd like to say, you know, I was asked to speak tonight on this particular topic because I have some special experience or knowledge of it, and I would be lying. I was hoping to see Father Joe tonight, but of course I'll pray for him that he recovers, you know, and that, and Father Gabriel as well, who was ill. I think it's more because Michigan won the national championship, but don't tell him I said that. No, and if that's the only fault Father Gabriel has, that's it. I mean, I was hoping I would be last on the list because I would be able to get some of the glean some of the information and some of the things that the other speakers have said. And actually, my particular topic is not that difficult. The parish rule of prayer. I don't think I've ever heard that term used with regards to a parish. So this may be Father Michael's construct, as it were, for this particular evening. And I didn't have to struggle too much to try and figure out what we could talk about, what we could that. And as I was trying to put this together, and I heard the word earlier, structure. We try to put a structure on our prayer life individually. We try to put a structure on how we interact. And if you consider prayer as a personal interaction with God, with the saints, that it brings things into focus a little bit. And I wanted to talk about a parish rule of prayer, considering it on two levels. One is what some people will call the macro level, the high level view of this. And the other one is the micro level, meaning individually within that structure that the parish has. It's pretty simple and straightforward to assume that the calendar of the church year and its cycle of services and celebrations and other liturgical activities provides that structure. You know, this is the rule of prayer for a parish, because we're moving now from what Father Michael was talking about, the individual as yourself, ourselves, to praying as the body of Christ, to praying together. And we may have different needs, we may have different wants, we may have different reasons why we may be praying. Hopefully, at some point, we're also giving thanks together. And when you look at our liturgical year, the liturgical schedule, of course, the one thing that comes into focus especially is the Divine Liturgy, is Eucharist, because that is the focus of our worship, certainly in the Orthodox and in the Catholic tradition, and in others as well. But it's about the worship and the way when we worship God that is not, we're not just simply mindlessly giving obeisance to God, but we are actually offering something to them, both in our gratitude and at the same time asking something from God. You'll have to excuse me a little bit because I did write a note as my former life as a physician. I can't read my handwriting. And so I have to be sure that I don't say, what did I write there? If you look at the Divine Liturgy, for example, and I'm sure, you know, all of you have had the experience, is that we have to think about the entire Divine Liturgy as a prayer. I mean, there are prayers within the Divine Liturgy, yes, separate. But as you heard, even our hymnography, even our petitions, everything is a prayer. And there are special parts in there, and this is going to tie in with how we participate. certain times during the Divine Liturgy, if you think that most of the Divine Liturgy is structured around the priest offering their silent prayer, at least in the rubrics. Many times I think we recite these out loud for the benefit of those who are, for our faithful to hear what we're saying, but we are offering that prayer on their behalf. But if we did this silently and you hear dead air, you don't hear any sounds. I've been in some parishes where suddenly the priest goes silent, he's reciting his prayers, and all of a sudden they're chanting Kyrie Eleison, Lord have mercy, over and over again, and you're sitting there going like, no, three times. Because nobody can stand silence. But sometimes no words are probably the best words. No words, as long as your heart and your mind are focused where they should be. But that's an opportunity for people to offer their own prayer. Not out loud, do it silently. It's not out of place to offer a petition to God at the same time where others as well may be doing it for all for different reasons. There's nothing wrong with that. You are in the presence. You're in the presence of the Lord. That's perfectly appropriate. This brings me down to the other level, the micro level. This is that level, the individual level. Because as individuals, we don't get swept away by our involvement in the corporate prayer, regardless of whether it's Divine Liturgy, Vespers, our many services. And as I said, one of the things I've heard people say is, well, you know, I get distracted. I get distracted during the liturgy. I get distracted during prayer. And you can ask somebody, well, what do you get distracted by? Random things. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, but all the time. Something gets taken away your focus from where it should be. I always love the story, if you've probably heard it, of St. John of Kronstadt, who was praying in his church, and he was there at the front, he was praying silently, and Satan appears to him and tells him, how can you be such a hypocrite and pray when I can see your thoughts and I know what's going through your mind and you're praying? What a hypocrite. And the great saint, all he could say was, it is because I have these thoughts that I pray. We're not always going to be successful doing this. We're not going to be that too. But we have to remember that our participation in the cycle of services, which is fundamentally a parish's rule of prayer, invites us, brings us in, and invites us to bring our own personal rule. That doesn't mean you're going to jump up and yell hallelujah anytime at inappropriate times, because that's not what we practice. But that the two tie together, it's very hard to tease apart in this nice little thing where we say we got this rule of prayer and that rule of prayer. And that rule of prayer. You're going to hear from Mother Gabriella in a little bit on monastic rule of prayer. And I think that, you know, I won't steal her thunder on this, but a monastic cycle of services is precisely that. It's all the cycle of services and the prayer, it all blends together. It all blends together. Simple. I don't think I could add any wisdom than whatever anybody else is going to say tonight. Did you time me? Father? Are you timing me? Do I have time for a joke? No, I'm just kidding. But I would hope that you consider, and I think one of the biggest challenges we have And a parish rule of prayer is getting people to come to the services. It's not always easy when we're living lives which tend to pull us in the opposite direction. And that includes priests as well. I'll speak for myself, actually. Very good.